support at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio Live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And today is Friday, which can mean only one thing. I get to sit across from the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. And we're all doing much better than apparently President Bill Clinton.
Really? What's up with him?
Remember, I just, the only reason why I'm talking about this is because I'm not one of these necro fans that are voting for when he's going to pass. There's a whole death pool going on the internet right about this.
I saw that.
The reason I'm saying this is because for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long enough time know that when the Forks Over Knives guys got a hold of Bill Clinton and put him on the vegan diet, I predicted that he would be dead within a few years because he was already pretty ill. And putting him on a vegan diet was going to be the kiss of death for him. Now, he lost an unbelievable amount of weight.
Yes, but he didn't look good.
No, he looks terrible. He lost an unbelievable amount of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And there are rumors that he is near death. There are rumors that he's got 6 months to live and he's begging
Hillary,
thank you, not to divorce him because he's dying anyway. Very, very sad. Very sad. But you know what? If somebody who cares about him is close enough to him, start feeding him some raw eggs and raw unpasteurized milk and start getting him some grass-fed beef and feed him the foods that will reverse his failing health.
Well, I read on the internet today that he was touting the vegan diet as keeping him healthy.
Yeah. Well, he did in the beginning.
Right.
That's what he came out and everybody talked about it. I mean, you know, oh, well, you know, he's lost an unbelievable, he came out early on and said, you know, I've lost all this weight. I feel great, which is exactly what happens to vegans. Because remember, when vegans stop eating garbage, of course they feel good.
Uh-huh.
But when they stop getting the required dietary fundamentally important nutrients from their diet, they start feeling bad again. And I'm sure that he started feeling weak shortly after he peaked, so to speak, with his, you know, euphoric feeling about the vegan diet.
Right.
And you can't, you know what? And for those of you out there who want to eat vegan because of spiritual reasons, I applaud you. But you have to find ways to get the things you're not getting.
Your complete proteins.
Yeah. And I say you want to be a vegan, be an ovo-vegan. You're really not hurting anything by eating eggs. Be a lacto-ovo-vegan. You're really not hurting cows by drinking milk. Mm-hmm. They're not squeezed like dish rags into painful positions to give milk. They like giving milk. They like having their teats pulled and the milk extracted. In fact, anybody who's ever been to a dairy farm where cows live a natural life, like our dairy farm that we use, the cows come up to be milked twice a day. You don't have to go out in the fields and get them. They come up to be milked because they want to get that out of their udders, their sack there, because it becomes heavy with milk. They actually walk to the milking barn on their own. They don't run from it. So somebody needs to help him and get him on the lacto-ovo-vegan diet right now if he doesn't want to eat fish and meat, because I predict, like I did early on when I heard he became a vegan, that he's not going to last long as a vegan.
Well, what do you think about the changes they've made to the school lunches?
Yeah, they've made them healthier by increasing fruit and grain intake.
School lunches to be healthier have more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And they can count pizza because it has tomato paste on it. They can count that as a vegetable.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I think it's stupid. It's stupid. But let's face it, it's not healthier. Kids are going to continue to become fatter.
And they say that the pizza will come with less sodium, more whole grains, and a wider selection. Oh, the wider selection of the fruits and vegetables, as I just said.
Yeah, but more whole grain. The problem is grain, you dummies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Adele Moussa, many of you know him as Professor Dr. Andrew, posted another pro-egg research piece this morning. Did you happen to see that?
No.
Good. I'm sorry. You want to talk more about the school lunches?
Well, I was just going to say that the entire meal will have calorie caps on them. They will have less trans fats in them. Sodium will gradually decrease over a 10-year period. And the milk will have to be low in fat, and flavored milks will have to be non-fat.
I mean, and the fat is not the problem. Oh, my God. These kids are going to be sicker and sicker. You know, think about it, folks. If you were not feeling well and somebody said, we're going to cut your oxygen down by 50% because that's going to help you, and they cut your oxygen down by 50% and you get worse. So they go, well, no, now we're going to cut it down by another 50. No, if it didn't work the first time, don't enforce it to a greater degree. It's not working, folks. You need to go back to the drawing board. Kids need fat in their diet, especially these forming brains. It's ridiculous.
It says the guidelines are designed to combat childhood obesity.
Yeah. No, the guidelines are designed to have children eat the government profitable on their investment in agriculture.
And you know who one of the people behind that is? Tom Vilsack.
Yeah. And Tom, you know, I really want to call him something else. Tom something else Sack. But I can't say it because this is a family radio here.
Yeah. Tom Vilsack, who's in cahoots with Monsanto.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I just want to mention something, because I just said that President Clinton needs to be a lacto-ovo-vegan. Not too long ago, there was a research piece put out saying that eggs are dangerous, as dangerous as smoking cigarettes, but they looked at diabetic individuals, and everything in the diabetic is dangerous because they oxidize fat and cholesterol differently than healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Adele Moussa put on his fantastic blog, subversity.com, a great research piece that they looked at dietary cholesterol and found out that people who had dietary cholesterol intakes, high in egg content and so on, that they actually had better ratios of HDL to LDL.
In a healthy individual.
Yes, in a healthy and better ratios of the small particle of very low density lipoproteins and so on. And basically the piece shows that the eggs are healthy to eat, right?
Right.
So naturally, somebody points out on Adele's blog, hey, that study was funded by the egg industry, right? Okay, so now let's look at this for a second. So the first study that said eggs were bad were funded by a guy whose sole intention, he states it in the study, is to tell people that cholesterol is bad. So in other words, he had this intention before he created a study. Of course, the study is going to say cholesterol is bad, eggs are bad. So now we have an opposing study by a pro-egg organization. So people are going, wait a minute, I'm confused. And you should be confused. And this is what I say on the show all the time. When science contradicts what you know to be true, go with what you know to be true.
Use your critical thinking skills.
For those of you who are saying this study is bunk because it's been funded by the egg industry, then you also have to say the other study is bunk because it was funded by the anti-egg industry, a guy who wanted to prove that eggs were dangerous. So now we're in Las Vegas, we call this a push, okay? Everybody's even. So now we go back to critical thinking for a second, and we go, wait a minute. We have eaten eggs for thousands of years and thrived. We didn't have heart disease before the late 1800s when Crisco and sugar started to rise and people ate a lot of eggs and a lot of lard. So let me go with what I know to be true. Eggs are not dangerous because as a society, we have thrived on eating them. That's it. That's the answer, folks. You don't need science to tell you what to do here. What are your thoughts about that, Elisa?
Well, so many people are confused. Like my friend Tricia, the other day she said, I have high cholesterol. I guess I have to stop eating eggs now. I mean, that's the mentality.
In fact, didn't her doctor tell her to cut back on her eggs?
And her eggs and her cheese. That's what he told her. Yes.
How crazy.
I know.
That's crazy.
So I sent her the study that Adele sent us. I sent that to her this morning.
Good. And Adele did another study, covered another study on Subversity that showed that people who had eggs every day had healthier cholesterol levels.
Interesting. So didn't you get an email from someone that you wanted to talk about?
Yes. I got an email. Here it is. Hold on. From Chris in Australia. Chris said, "Hi, Carl. I love the show, particularly Casual Friday, with Ms. Profumo's point of view and the regular Monranto." I like that. He says, "I'm listening to Casual Friday backwards, starting with the newest shows and working back, and just got to the one where your New Year's resolution was to get ripped or shut up. How's that going? 10% body fat or 0% talking? Also, I was wondering if you've ever covered SARMs previously on the show and what your thoughts are. Again, love the show. Keep up the great work. Regards from Australia, Chris." Well, Chris, to answer your question.
Have you ever heard Carl shut up before? I guess he's not ripped, so he's being quiet.
I'm not ripped. I'm not.
And well, you know what? You're getting closer, though.
I'm leaner, but the problem is I've had lots of derailments. But the year's not over yet.
No, and you look totally different than you did the first of the year.
In fact, a friend of mine reminded me that when we were in California at Christmas time in San Francisco, we all went out for a walk. And we were challenged by a street whose hill had to be a 45-degree gradient for about at least an eighth of a mile up.
It was a long way.
And I actually was, I knew that I didn't have the conditioning. And I was afraid. I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "I don't know if I want to go up this hill." And I had a hard time going up that hill. Today, I wouldn't have a hard time going up that hill. I really hit the wall the end of last year. I wasn't training a lot. And so I am definitely in better shape than I was beginning of the year, but I'm still not at 10% body fat.
No, but you're not too far off.
No, and the year's not over.
Right.
The year's not over. So, okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. That's how we pay the bills here. But when we come back, we've got lots of great stuff to talk to you about. Holy mackerel. That was kind of loud.
What is that?
That's a song with Rick James. I didn't have the volume turned down. Sorry about that. You know, I work my own board here, so what are you going to do? I'm like Howard Stern. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance and enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So what are we talking about, Elisa Profumo?
We are going to talk about organic food for a second. And, okay. And you know, just the whole people think that they can't eat healthy because it's too expensive.
We hear that a lot, don't we?
Yes, we do. I think it was Alex Warpesky that put this on Facebook. It was from Anabolic Minds, and it's just an article about eating organic on a budget.
Right.
And I want to address what's in this article, but just from some experiences that we have had individually. Like, for example, my brother, who planted a garden in his backyard this summer.
With $5 worth of seeds.
With $5 worth of seeds, okay.
Right.
He got, the yield that they got was very incredible.
He's still getting it.
Tomatoes, cantaloupe. We'll talk about cantaloupes in a few minutes because of the salmonella
right.
from the cantaloupes
right.
killing people. But cantaloupe, watermelon, cucumbers.
Several types of squash.
Yeah, for $5 worth of seeds.
Radishes.
And he lives. He does not live in the country.
And that's he's more of a inner city,
urban
gardening.
Yeah. So, and doesn't your son grow a garden?
My son lives in downtown San Diego, and the home that he lives in has an attached garage. The attached garage roof is right out of my son's bedroom window, so he and his roommate went out there and they built, you know, what do you call those wooden? Boxes.
It's raised gardening.
Yeah, and he has a box garden on the roof there.
Right.
And they're growing everything. He was telling me that he's even growing lemon drop jalapeno peppers. Apparently the jalapeno peppers that have a lemony flavor to them.
So I guess the point is that even if you live in an urban space, you can find a way to grow things. I've even read articles about people doing vertical gardening now where they do it up the wall and they just have some like lattice and they put the dirt inside little boxes and then
you know what I saw?
Oh yeah. My friend actually put little baskets on the wall and grows herbs out
like,
of them.
Like a sconce, a basket
yes.
sconce. But you know what I saw also when we were in Bloomington visiting Dr. Matt Andre, we went to a little kind of, a CSA type of a grocery store, remember?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Well, outside the grocery store, they had these things that looked like 50-gallon drums.
Oh, that's right.
With slits cut into them all the way around,
mm-hmm.
going up and down.
The drum
you
was...
load them with dirt.
Yes.
And you can plant things in, and you can have like a cylindrical garden with like two dozen different things growing out of it. And you know, I stand to be corrected, but those cylindrical things are actually part of a septic system
mm-hmm.
that somebody just decided, hey, instead of putting this in the ground, I'm going to put it on top of the ground, fill it with dirt and grow stuff out of it.
Right. Well, so this article is just basically talking about how you should grow your own or go to your local farmer or go to a farmer's market or a local CSA.
Right.
So.
And John Moody wrote a book that we talked about on this show. I don't know what the URL to his website is, but he has a very inexpensive book teaching you how to start your own CSA and food buying club in your area if you don't have one. It's very easy to put together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get people together because everybody wants it. Nobody knows how to get it. You can be the one that organizes it in your area.
But I go to the farmer's market every week and buy eggs.
You go twice a week to the farmer's market.
Well, twice a week. When I get my eggs, they're cheaper than the organic eggs at Kroger.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and if you're going to buy 5 dozen, 6 dozen a week, I'm sure that the farmer will work with you.
Right.
Also, another thing that I wanted to point out is the environmental working group. I know we talked about that, the Dirty Dozen and the mm-hmm. Clean 15. You know, you have to buy apples organic, you have to buy celery organic, but you don't have to buy avocados organic.
Right.
So you can save money there too.
Right.
But there again, if you're buying them from your local farmer, you know, they're not always organic from the farmer, but they'll tell you that
they've used no pesticide. Here's the thing. Most farmers are very honest. They won't tell you that something is certified organic, but they'll tell you that they use no pesticides on it. And that the difference is certified organic has to be grown on soil that has not had any pesticides used on it, I think, for 5 years. But if your farmer is not using pesticides year after year, but just doesn't want to bother to have their soil certified as organic because it's very expensive, chances are you're still getting a pseudo-organic product. They just can't call it organic.
Right.
So it's still better than buying something in conventional, at Whole Foods. People go to Whole Foods and they walk out with all conventional produce. It's like, duh, really? Why would you go to Whole Foods then?
Exactly. And, you know, you need to learn what you have to buy organic.
Yeah, and EWG tells you.
Yeah. I have the app on my phone and I just open it up when I'm in the grocery store. And another thing, like a lot of the stores now, like the new Earth Fair that we have that just mm-hmm. opened here, I get mobile coupons that
right.
they send to my phone. Yesterday I got one for 15% all organic produce.
Right. And a couple weeks ago you got one for a free chicken. We went in there and we spent a little tiny bit of money and we got a free chicken.
$10 was all you had to spend and you got a free chicken and it was antibiotic free, hormone free, a whole chicken.
Right.
That you got a meal from and then you make soup from
we got,
it.
I was going to say, we got two meals from it. We roasted it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
With vegetables, and then we took the carcass and we made soup from it. The soup was every bit as good as the first meal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just with a little bit of thought and planning, you know, it's not quite as expensive as you would think it is.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else that I thought about. When we made that chicken soup, I threw the bones away because I didn't want them to have, I didn't want to have to go pick them out afterwards. But I'll tell you what I want to do next time. I want to get like a piece of muslin that they use for, like, sometimes they use cloth for cooking.
Like cheesecloth.
Cheesecloth.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put the bones in that after I pick the meat off, tie it and drop it in the soup because I want the marrow from the bones to get into the soup, but I don't want the bones pieces to be in the mm-hmm. soup. So I thought about that, and I'm just reflecting on that now because what's in the bone is really good for you as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's why you chew the bones.
Yes, I do. I chew them up.
Talk about the cantaloupe.
Yeah, there you go.
There's been another cantaloupe salmonella outbreak.
Right.
Two people in Kentucky have died, and 178 people have been sickened in 20 different states. I think this is the third cantaloupe outbreak in 2 years or a year and a half. This came from a farm in Owingsville, Indiana. So just be careful when you buy your cantaloupes because they are grown on the ground and I guess it's...
Well, okay. So let's talk about this for a second.
Okay.
Right? I listened to a radio show that I love, Diane Reams, uh-huh. on NPR the other day. And I actually posted on her wall as a result of this. They had a former FDA guy there who, you know, this new cantaloupe, another cantaloupe outbreak, of poisoning.
Well, and by the way, they don't even know if this Owingsville farm is where it came from.
Right.
They're still testing it.
Right.
But they've made him stop any production of selling his watermelon or cantaloupe.
Right. The thing is that this is yet another reason that people are going to say, yeah, we need more food safety from the FDA. And my fear is that, first of all, if you really want food safety, you have to decentralize the food process. Having these giant farms that produce all this stuff, and then it gets joined in with other giant farms produced by one company and then sold across the country is a mistake. That's why you have this problem. If you buy your produce from the local farmers market, there's a handful of farmers selling there, chances are if the farmer has a problem, which they don't, by the way, only a handful of people are going to be affected instead of 16 states and people all over the place, okay? The problem comes from, as I understand it, that these farms raise animals too.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeding cows grain. They're feeding cows corn. We already know that the E. coli that kills everybody is not present in cows that eat exclusively grass. And so sometimes there's cross-contamination from the animals to the ground, and these things that grow laying on the ground apparently become exposed to some of this cross-contamination.
Don't the farmers know that?
Sure. But this is a farm, remember. It's not a kitchen where you can wipe the countertop down and start from scratch.
Don't they have some form of way to clean them, to get everything, all the bacteria off?
But more importantly, something that you taught me to do.
You have to wash whatever, your avocado, your cantaloupe, everything. You need to wash it really well before you put that knife on it, because if you don't, the knife is going to bring the bacteria
right into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so chances are people are taking these cantaloupes home, and because it has a hard skin on the outside, they're not washing it. They're just cutting it because they're thinking, well, the fruit is on the inside. And that knife is going through whatever's on the outside and bringing it in.
Touching the fruit as soon as you cut it.
So yeah. If you have a cantaloupe at home and you're committed to eating it and you don't want to throw it away, no matter where you got it from, wash the damn thing before you cut it.
Are you allowed to talk like that on the air?
It's my radio station.
Oh, okay.
I
did get another article from Richard Patterson. Supercharged sweet potato might be the key against vitamin A deficiency in Africa.
And did he not say that, Carl's going to rant about this?
He said Carl and Elisa are going to say no. I think that's
what
he said.
But he doesn't know why I'm going to say no, but go ahead.
Okay. So basically they're saying that they crossbred Africa's white and yellow sweet potato to create an orange-toned variety which is rich in beta-carotene, which converts to vitamin A in the human body.
Wrong assumption, first of all. Go ahead.
The potato is also more tolerant to drought than either of its genetic parents.
Okay. Now, I'm not opposed. This is not GMO, Richard. This is a hybrid.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with this. We hybridize animals all the time. My farmer, Jay King, just hybridized
a
red pig with some other pig so that the ears don't flop in front of the eyes, blah, blah, blah. This is just inbreeding. You take the seeds and you hybridize them so that the next plant has these characteristics, and you take the seeds of that and you hybridize it again until you refine it and get what you want to grow. This is not genetic modification. This isn't shooting a protein into it and having it land willy-nilly wherever it wants. This is actually more like evolutionary selection pressure, but with a guidance system, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with hybridizing. But the problem I have with this is the notion that consuming more beta carotene leads to greater vitamin A. We know that that doesn't work. It does not work. We've seen that already.
Well, how come they think that it does?
Because there are some research papers out there that show that beta carotene can be a precursor to retinol. But apparently not in all people, and not in those people all the time. There are times where people will convert it and times where they won't. And you need vitamin A, absolutely. That, you know, I cannot stress enough to people not to ignore vitamin A in the diet. I've said this before. Stem cells are not in your body so that a UCLA physician can harvest them, grow them in a petri dish, and shoot them back in you. They're in there to be repair kit for your body, but they cannot differentiate without adequate vitamin A. You will not make adequate vitamin A eating beta carotene. Vitamin A is fat soluble. Beta carotene is water soluble. Okay? There's a lot of reasons that beta carotene doesn't always convert to vitamin A. You can't have that unpredictability in your vitamin A.
Well, do you know the reasons that it does convert?
Well, apparently, and I have to go back. Chris Masterjohn was the person who came on the show. He writes for Sally Fallon's website, Weston A. Price, and he came on, and I have an old show. Maybe I need to re-air it next week. Talking about vitamin A and how beta carotene does not convert with predictability in people to vitamin A. But I believe that African Americans and Europeans don't convert vitamin A readily. And
is that why there's so much deficiency of vitamin A in Africa?
There's probably a deficiency in vitamin A in most places today because nobody eats fish liver anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And nobody takes cod liver oil anymore except my audience.
So when you're purchasing vitamin A, then what do you look for?
Real vitamin A?
It just says vitamin A.
Retinol or retinoic acid. It has to say vitamin A from retinol or retinoic acid. And generally, it'll even say from fish liver.
And it won't say from beta carotene.
No, because it's not vitamin A then.
Okay.
It's not vitamin A then. It's a precursor to vitamin A. However, it's a precursor to vitamin A that requires a variety of physiological occurrences to turn into vitamin A. And you can't have that unpredictability in your diet. You need the vitamin A. So why screw around with beta carotene?
Do people get enough vitamin A from, obviously not, from their diets?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's like vitamin D. Isn't it interesting that vitamin A and D ointment was something that came out about 100 years ago, that they knew that vitamin A and D needed to be combined together, but somewhere along the line, through science, we were told that we really didn't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We have to take a break. I don't want to throw a curveball at you, but don't you have some research about vitamin D in children that we could talk about a little bit?
Yes, we'll talk about that when we come back.
Okay, so let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will be talking more. This is Alisa Profumo's Casual Friday Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally, but now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Riders on the stage.
I wonder if that's this one. Hold on. Oh, yeah, this is it. I love this song.
Riders on the storm.
Jim Morrison. Blondie.
Riders on the storm.
They meet up in heaven. Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Okay, we wanted to talk about vitamin D.
Yes.
Okay, vitamin D supplementation can cut risk of respiratory infections in children by half. Okay?
Especially during winter months,
especially
right?
During the winter months.
Right.
If you or someone you know has children who routinely get respiratory infections, particularly during the winter months when natural exposure to the sun's ray is limited, you might want to seriously consider having them supplement daily with vitamin D3. There was a study in the Journal of Pediatrics which suggested that vitamin D deficient children who supplemented throughout the winter months were half as likely to get respiratory infections.
And we're talking about minimal 300, elevations.
300 IUs only. They and only which, supplemented with 300 IUs.
Which took them from like 19, they were at like 19, what is it, picograms?
Nanograms.
Nanograms a liter. Mm-hmm. And it brought them up to just like
25.
25, which is still considered
so low.
Ridiculously low, because we all know that you got to be above 40 to really see the magic, and the sweet spot is like
80.
70 to 80. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So could you imagine if they gave these children really good doses of vitamin D?
So the doctors that did the study, they found that just after 7 weeks of treatment with 300 IUs, as we just said, the infection rates among the children dropped by half.
Yeah. That's impressive.
That's very impressive. I just wish that people would get it, that they need to give their children supplementation, and especially of D3.
And if you're giving someone D3, you must give them A as well. I cannot stress enough. They work hand in hand. These are possibly the two most powerful hormone-like vitamins you can take. So, interesting. Okay.
That is interesting. So, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
I was just kind of wondering if parabens are taking over the world.
Yes, they are, apparently. They're everywhere. That we're looking for them, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. So, I know we talked about parabens a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
And I've been on a quest to find things that don't have parabens.
And just for those people who haven't heard it, parabens are bad because of just they cause cancer.
They cause cancer. Actually, a friend of mine told me the other day that a friend of hers had breast cancer. They removed the tumor, and evidently it was full of parabens.
It was a concentration of parabens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So on my quest here, I'm like in my bathroom looking at everything. You know, even my eye makeup remover has parabens in it, my shampoo. And I think we talked about that. Dominique Lust a few weeks ago posted a picture of a woman, and it had the hairspray had parabens, the deodorant had parabens. I mean, everything.
Yeah, absorbing parabens at a ridiculously high rate.
Right. So my friend, Tricia, she texted me.
Just now, right?
Just now, when we were, because we were going to talk about parabens anyway. And she texted me Fruity Pebbles, and she actually copied this, you know, took a picture of it
right.
And sent it to me. Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles. Parabens. These synthetic preservatives are used to inhibit mold and yeast in food.
So children are eating parabens.
Yes. The problem is parabens may also disrupt your body's hormonal balance. And it goes on to talk about what parabens do to you.
Right. They're endocrine disruptors as well.
Right. So, I mean, they're in Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles. Really?
Right. Right.
And people are feeding these to their children.
Well, wait a minute. Anybody who feeds Sugar Pops or Cocoa Pebbles to their kids is really negligent, in my opinion.
Really? Why?
Well, because it's garbage.
Well, I know
It's predominantly sugar. The two worst ingredients you can give your child that are pro-inflammatory, and that is sugar and grains. In my opinion, this is akin to putting a child in a car seat in the back of your car, rolling up the windows on a winter day, putting the heater on recirculate and smoking cigarettes so that your child can inhale the secondhand smoke over and over again. I put that transgression right in the same category as feeding your child one of these sugary, crappy, grain-based cereals. It's ridiculous. And you know what? The only reason why the child doesn't develop cancer within a couple years of doing that is because their bodies are so robust at trying to protect them until they get to the age of procreation. But we are seeing children now developing insulin resistance and colon cancer at alarming rates at 12 and 13 years old.
Well, they have children on statin drugs now.
Yeah. I mean, if you're feeding your child that, you know what, you really need to go take a course on real nutrition. You can poison yourself if you're an adult, but don't poison your children.
Well, okay, so let's take it a step further. What about the parabens and whatever lotions that they're going to put on their kids and things
gotta
like that?
You've got to get rid of it. You've got to start looking for parabens. You got to start looking for parabens and selecting things that have no parabens in them. That's it. And another thing, another transgression, is triclosan.
Triclosan. Well, triclosan evidently is in your deodorant.
I know. I was shocked. It's in damn Old Spice original, you know, scent that I love.
Triclosan is antibacterial.
Yes.
And that's what we've talked about before, that's in the antibacterial soap that's a hormone disruptor as well, because it's feminizing fish.
Right.
Correct?
But let's go a step further. Triclosan, according to your research, is also considered a pesticide.
Yes, by the Environmental Protection Agency.
And triclosan is not some innocuous hormone disruptor or mimetic. Triclosan actually has some profound deleterious effects on the heart, apparently.
Right here it said experts also warn that overuse of the pesticide triclosan, which the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency classifies as a possible carcinogen.
Right.
So why would they put that in things that we...
That you rub under your arms where you have a concentration of lymph nodes. Exactly. And a triclosan, they don't say what the dosages are, but you found a study that shows that triclosan reduces muscle contractile ability in the heart and in skeletal muscles moments after exposure.
Steve Parente posted this on Facebook. Thank you, Steve. A new study from the University of California, Davis, links triclosan with impaired activity in both heart and skeletal muscles. But although evidence for its toxicity is largely based on animal studies, the severity of the effects suggests a similar effect on human health at the current levels of exposure. Its potential contribution to heart disease and failure, the effects of triclosan on cardiac function were really dramatic.
Now, this is my point. When we talk about autism, it's like, oh, we have to find what causes autism. It's all this stuff. Mothers are being exposed to triclosan and parabens during pregnancy.
And not even talking about BPA exposure.
And all the other, and phthalates and all. I mean, folks, we are awash in a sea of poison. Is there any wonder why there's disease today?
And what bothers me is, okay, we have studies like this that prove that in mice and fish, it caused heart disease and heart failure, skeletal muscle problems. Why don't they do something about it?
Why? Because the FDA is driving this ship. And the FDA has an allegiance to its clients.
And why are they putting parabens in our lotion that we rub on our face?
Well, why are they? Wait a minute. Why are they putting it? It was always a cosmetic. Why are they putting it in food? Why is it in children's food? This is one of the, I mean, this is an example of why the FDA is really possibly the most corrupt organization in the world. I mean, I talked about a week or so ago that a UK study conclusively links the higher the levels of bisphenol A in a person's body, the greater the risk of cardiovascular disease, okay?
Uh-huh.
Stenosis, narrowing of the arteries. That it was the study was so profound that they said absolutely there's a linkage between BPA exposure and cardiovascular disease. In the United States, we still put BPA in anything that they want. I think now they have a couple years to get it out of children's products.
Right.
But you know what frustrates me about this whole thing about children's products? Why is it that we put so much value on young life, but not adult life? Mm-hmm. So in other words, no, you can't hurt a child, but you can hurt a 15-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 21-year-old. That's okay. You know what? If you're too stupid, it's like, what is it about? My attitude is, if you can't put amalgam fillings in a child's mouth, then you shouldn't be able to put it in an adult's mouth because it means it's cytotoxic. You can't do it to a child. You can't do it to an adult. Why this double standard of life? Everybody's out there fighting the pro-life, pro-choice thing. I got a better fight for you. Why is it that you can feed adults poison, but you can't feed children poison? Why isn't it across the board? This is a poison, period, end of story. That's a frustration of mine. My attitude is, if it's no good for a child, it's no good for me. End of story. That's it.
So, anyway, my quest to get rid of all parabens is ongoing. But I did learn, I think I talked about this before, that Aveda and Origins do not use parabens in their products any longer.
And put triclosan right in there with it. Get triclosan out of your exposure.
Are you
going to
stop using that Old Spice?
I'm sad to say it, but yes.
Do you think that has anything to do with heart problems?
It could, obviously. But I've been using Old Spice for a long time, but it could. It could have a cumulative effect.
A cumulative effect, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely cutting it out. You know, I know we weren't supposed to talk about this, but can I just talk about this real fast? Because this kind of fits in here with the whole rant, okay? There's a study that was just published, new insights into why humans are more susceptible to cancer than and other diseases. They looked at chimpanzees and humans, which we share a very, very similar DNA structure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not inherent in our DNA that makes us prone to cancer, okay? But they linked it to the methylation process. Anytime they talk about the methylation process, what you need to hear is toxicity, okay? What this study tried to elucidate is why we are more prone to cancer than any other animals out there. And when you read the study, what they don't say, but what is the silent message that I got, is it's because of the things that we expose ourselves to. They said that the methylation process in humans is responsible for the changes in DNA. They don't use the word epigenetics. They say it's not inherent in our DNA, but it's exposure to environmental factors that cause our DNA to act a certain way. Well, that's epigenetics we're talking about. We've been talking about the epigenetic effects on this show for years now.
Uh-huh.
The thing that makes us more susceptible to cancer than chimpanzees is that chimpanzees aren't putting parabens on them. Chimpanzees aren't eating foods that are not naturally predisposed to. Chimpanzees aren't smoking cigarettes. Chimpanzees aren't holding cell phones up to their heads. Chimpanzees aren't doing the things we're doing, folks.
Do you remember when we went and had eggs after the show last week?
Yeah.
And I just thought about this because the waitress said she had a friend who had a brain tumor removed.
Right.
And do you remember what she said about the brain tumor?
The doctor said that it was
aspartame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then she said that person drank diet soda
every day since she was a kid.
She
even said she went from Tab to Diet Sprite. She went from Diet Sprite to Diet Coke. But she drank diet soda every day,
lots of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so her tumor was filled with aspartame.
Right. So you want to know why chimpanzees don't get cancer? They don't drink diet soda. They don't smoke cigarettes. They don't hold cell phones up to their heads. They don't rub parabens on their body. They don't put triclosan under their arms. They don't eat things that the FDA says is safe.
Yeah. It's a shame.
That's it, folks. That's it. I'm sorry to let you down. Science isn't going to give you the answer. You have the answer, and you have complete control in your hands to avoid cancer. Hey, that rhymes. You have the answer
to avoid cancer.
That's a T-shirt right there. We need to take a break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. This is the Elisa Profumo Show. Every Casual
Friday. I thought it was our show.
No, but you do all the work for this show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I like that twist turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately. You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. Today, you train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSups.com. MrSups.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSups.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSups.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSups.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSups.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSups.com. That's MrSups.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
So I read this article about the hair loss drug turning men into women by blocking testosterone, the male hormone.
But actually what it does is, name the drug, first of all. It's
Propecia.
Propecia has finasteride in it. Finasteride is a 5-alpha reducer blocker. 5-alpha reductase converts testosterone to DHT, which is an androgenic form of testosterone. In fact, Teresa Wiley came on our show and she said she calls DHT super testosterone. It's what gives men hair. It gives men deep voices. It gives men their masculine quantity. It actually, in the womb, is the hormone that's responsible for turning a boy into a boy. It makes that thing grow into a penis, DHT.
Is that what women take then when they want to become a man?
Yes, they take, well, they take testosterone and DHT together. So, finasteride blocks the production of DHT, and DHT is a powerful, powerful hormone.
Okay, so I read this article today about a man who was losing his hair back in the early 90s, and he saw advertisements from Merck about the drug.
Right.
So he ordered a generic version and started taking it.
Right.
So he says, this is a quote from him, "My rock-hard chest from the gym began to soften, reaching the point where I had noticeably breast under my clothing. My shoulders were literally falling into a more feminine position, and my hips were loosening and becoming wider as a woman's body." And I said to you, why didn't he stop taking it?
Yeah, if that happened to me, I would stop right away.
I mean, like, as soon as he started noticing it, I wonder if it made his hair grow. He didn't say anything about making his hair grow.
Well, I don't think women's hair grows any faster than men's, do you?
No, but it said that he started having physical and hormonal and emotional changes, and he started having problems with his sex life and sexual problems, and then he started becoming attracted to men.
And we've actually talked to Dr. John Chrysler about men who take finasteride to block DHT production. They actually develop sex problems with erectile dysfunction that can last their entire life.
So I think that this guy eventually just gave into it and became a woman.
I think so, too. I think he liked the changes that were happening. He was like, oh, I like this.
Well,
and then did he not finally become... I mean, he became a woman, right? I mean, he says that I became a woman, right?
He says, the thing is, I didn't take finasteride to become a woman. I took it to prevent male pattern baldness after seeing Merck's ad campaign for years saying that Propecia can stop hair loss in men.
Right.
But I think he became a woman.
Well, and the other thing that people need to understand, finasteride is almost exactly the same molecule as progesterone.
Really?
No, I'm sorry. Pregnenolone, progesterone. I'm trying to think which one it is now. I forget. But anyway, the point being this. The modification to make finasteride, gives it a half-life of about 25 years in the body. So once you take one dose, it's in there for about 25 years. So if you have, we've talked about this, never ever take finasteride for any reason at all. Never ever. If your doctor tells you you need to take finasteride, you tell him you take finasteride.
Is it only prescribed for hair loss?
No, it's prescribed for, they used to use finasteride back in the day for men who had BPH because they thought that DHT caused benign prosthetic hypertrophy. They used to use finasteride to treat any disorder that was assumed to be a result of elevated DHT levels. In fact, I believe that there was a period of time that they even treated women who had hirsutism, which is a result of an overactive adrenal glands producing too much testosterone, and they start getting hair on their face and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They actually gave them finasteride to shut down the conversion over to DHT. Bodybuilders use finasteride to avoid male pattern baldness. They also use finasteride to avoid back knee and things like that, which is related to DHT production. And they get the wallop then. They go, oh, my God. You know, a lot of them lose their sex drive. And it doesn't go away when you stop taking finasteride. You're stuck with it for a long, long time. Finasteride's a very dangerous, very, very dangerous drug.
I don't think people should take that.
Of course not. Find another way. I mean, shave your head. Embrace the baldness instead of embracing the feminism. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So there you go.
Okay, so did you want to talk about the new sensor that detects glucose in saliva?
Yes, there's a new sensor coming out that will detect glucose in both saliva and tears, which will eliminate the need for people who want to check their blood sugar levels from pricking their finger all the time.
That sounds like a really good thing.
Yeah, it's a really, really good thing. If you could just stick a swab in your mouth and do your blood sugar levels, that's going to be a lot less invasive. There's a lot of people out there who have to test their blood sugar daily, so much so it was such a problem that one company produced a glucometer that you didn't have to prick your finger. You could prick yourself anywhere on your arm, but you still had to use a lancet and punch a little hole and bleed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it causes pain. And especially in diabetics, they don't heal very well to begin with. So, you know, they prick a finger and it doesn't heal. And then they have to prick another finger the next. The next thing you know, they have four fingers that have been pricked. And every time they touch something, it's sensitive.
Yeah.
So this will give way to less invasive blood sugar level tests, which I think are important for all of us. I think everybody needs to be checking their blood sugar, even if you've been diagnosed with diabetes. We know people. Who is it? I don't want to mention any names, but somebody, I'm trying to think who. Well, I was in the gym the other day talking to a guy who told me how high his A1C levels were. And I was shocked. I was like, you know, you need to do something about that. And then somebody else, I forget who it was, that said their blood sugar levels are usually like 98.
No, that was Scott. He said we could say his name. I have a question from Scott Burbank that I'm going to read for when we do listener questions.
Okay. But I mean, you know, the old saying, the poison is in the dose.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's enough research out there to show that people who aren't full-blown diabetic, but they're like pre-diabetic, like people who have blood sugar levels 85, 90, 95, and so on, you are suffering the same damaging effects to your body, just slower. It's still going on. It's just going on slower. And you don't want those damaging effects at all, period. So everybody should be checking blood sugar levels, whether you think you're diabetic or not, whether you care if you're diabetic or not. If you check the oil in your car, you should check the blood in your finger, you know, and check to make sure that you're not pushing the limits of blood sugar levels. And
okay, so what if I know someone who checks their blood sugar level and I think he's pre-diabetic, but he doesn't change his lifestyle. And like he doesn't care.
Well, that's a different story. You know, if you're checking your blood sugar levels and you see regularly that they're like 90, 92, and you think I'm okay because that's what this guy said in the gym the other day when he told me his blood sugar levels. And I says, you're in trouble. And he said, well, my doctor said we're just going to sit and watch. I said, yeah, your doctor's going to sit and watch till it goes up to over 100, and then he's going to give you a drug.
That just doesn't make sense to me. And then my friend said to me the other day, well, I had all my blood work done. The doctor says I'm in great shape. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I had a hot flash today.
Yeah, right. And you asked her about her. Well, you asked her specifically about her hormone levels.
Uh-huh.
And she says, well, I just had all that done. My doctor said I'm fine.
But, oh, yeah, by the way, I had a hot flash this morning.
And so your doctor's
evidently her hormones are not okay if you're having hot flashes.
Yeah, your doctor's not doing his job.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if you, I mean, look at any other trade. You have a plumber come out to the house, right? He checks all your plumbing. He says, he charged you $185 for the hour. He says, everything is fine. He goes home and there's a puddle on the floor. And you call him up and you say, hey, I got a leak here. And he comes out and he checks it again and he goes home and you still have a puddle on the floor. And you go, you know, what are you doing? You're not fixing the problem. Wouldn't you be pissed off at that plumber?
Yes.
But yet people go to doctors all the time and they go, I don't feel well. And the doctor goes, well, your blood test says you're fine. It's like, what are you, stupid? I don't feel well. I still don't feel well. Forget the blood test. Start doing some, you know, ask me some good questions here.
You know, and just like our friend that just had a colonoscopy done, he didn't know that there was a blood test available instead of getting a colonoscopy.
2 days later, 3 days later, he's telling me he's bleeding.
Bleeding.
I said, I hope they didn't perforate anything. He said that the doctor said that's normal. And I said to him, I will never, ever let them stick a whatever it is that they use up my rear end and then have come home and say it's normal to bleed from your rectum. I don't think so.
No.
And I'd like to go in and punch the doctor in his nose, and when his nose is bleeding, I'd say, yeah, that's
normal.
That's normal.
You know, why don't they let people know that there's a blood test available?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Because of money.
I believe the average colonoscopy costs about $1,800, and the blood test probably costs $200. So, and these doctors, you know, the doctors that do the colonoscopies, who knows? They could be referring people to those doctors. And, you know, it's one hand washes the other in that industry, like any other industry. So
did you want to talk about cortisol a little bit?
I do. Let's talk about cortisol, because it actually leads from something that Adele Musa and I talked about yesterday. So go ahead. You have something to talk about.
Oh, I just wanted to talk about, it says, this article that I read in Fitness for Women rest up to reach your goals and to prevent overtraining. And one of the things it was talking about is that cortisol, if you have too much of it, if you work out too hard, your cortisol levels are going to rise. And then what you're doing is just for naught because...
counterproductive.
Exactly.
And we talked about a study out of Copenhagen yesterday that showed that 30 minutes of exercise was more productive than 60 minutes of exercise in untrained obese men. And Adele came to the conclusion, along with I, that perhaps the 60 minutes was too much. Excuse me. The 60 minutes was too much. Why are you looking at me like that? I had to clear my throat. The 60 minutes was too much for the untrained individual and pushed them into a stress point where the 30 minutes was just enough. And the more stressed 60-minute trainers who did the 60-minute session actually had a counterproductive response because of cortisol.
It says here, if cortisol levels are too high for too long, here are some of the symptoms that you may experience. Cravings for carbs, weight gain, especially in the abdominal, face, and neck, muscle and bone weakness, memory loss, increased body and facial hair. That's interesting. Lowered sex drive, especially in men, increased blood pressure, and lowered immune system.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
It says how to control your cortisol levels. Keep your workouts at a reasonable duration, approximately 1 hour. If you need to go longer, do two days and split your cardio and weight training. Workouts that are too long cause your testosterone levels to drop and cortisol levels to rise.
Right.
Don't overtrain.
But see, I don't agree with the 1 hour. I think that may be true of untrained individuals, but I think that there's an adaptation that takes place in individuals that have been training for longer and longer.
It says, relax. Cortisol levels will rise with negative reactions to stress, which we all
know
that.
Right. That
getting a massage is good. Meditation, yoga.
Right.
Yeah, I did a yoga class yesterday, and I just forgotten how much that kind of relaxes me. And it helps to stretch. You know, it helps to stretch your muscles when you train as hard as we do.
Right.
And, of course, the sleeping 7 to 8 hours.
Which is really important.
Yes.
Melatonin, by the way, drops cortisol levels.
Does it? GABA?
I don't know about that. GABA raises growth hormone levels.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. In a dose-dependent basis, 1 gram, 100%, 2 grams, 200%, all the way up to 5 grams, 500% spike in growth hormone production at night.
Really?
Yeah. We actually have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we will surprise you with what we're going to talk about. We've got lots of good stuff still to talk about. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting tasciences.com. That's tasciences.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You create misery. Have your cake and eat it.
Welcome back. Take your to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Hey, Elisa.
Yes.
You know, costume jewelry is becoming more and more sophisticated at looking real. I mean, a lot of times you see people wearing bling bling and you think, wow, look at the size of that diamond and look at that bracelet. How do you know if somebody's bling is real or not?
Well, the person who's wearing it could develop acute allergies, long-term health impacts such as impaired learning and liver toxicity.
So that's a good way to find out. So you may be fooling your friends for a little
cancer,
while.
Even cancer.
Well, so you're fooling your friends for a little while, but they'll all know that you are wearing fake bling once you develop a disease.
According to the research from Ecology Center, a nonprofit environmental organization, discloses that more than half of low-cost metal from children's and adults' jewelry contain large amounts of toxic chemicals, including lead, nickel, cadmium, chromium, and PVC, polyvinyl chloride.
Which we know is bad for you.
Yeah. And as I said, these studies have been linked to acute allergies, long-term health impacts such as birth defects, impaired learning, liver toxicity, and cancer.
So do yourself a favor. Buy good jewelry, okay?
And don't let your children have these that bling, because a lot of times they chew on it. And
oh, yeah, especially babies.
Babies, yeah.
Hey, I want to talk about this study for a second, but I have to clear my throat again.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Vanderbilt University led a study that shows that there's racial disparity in prostate cancer care. And the reason I talk about this right now is because it's not that doctors are treating the races differently. It's that what is available in the form of hospitals is really the problem. African-American men develop prostate cancer and die from it at a greater rate than white males do. Okay? What the study showed was that African-American males end up at what is considered lower volume hospitals and lower volume surgeons. These are hospitals that don't treat prostate cancer with the great frequency, and surgeons who haven't done a lot of prostate cancer surgery. And so it comes down to the quality of care. African American males who go to high volume hospitals and see high volume surgeons, their outcome is much better. Okay? So the takeaway here is this, that African American males need to seek out the higher volume hospitals and surgeons who do prostate cancer, not be relegated to some community hospital where they do a lot of different things. Don't do it, because your outcome is going to be worse. It's really important that, you know, the old adage, you get what you pay for, especially when it comes to certain life-saving surgeries like dealing with prostate cancer. You must seek out the high-volume hospitals, the larger hospitals and surgeons that are doing those types of surgeries in order to impact your outcome. And the reason I'm saying this is because the other thing that you need to pay attention to is vitamin D. Vitamin D3 has been shown to impact prostate cancer. And we know that dark-skinned individuals like myself and African-Americans, we produce less vitamin D3 in response to sun. So a simple thing to do for all of the African-American men out there listening is please don't skimp on your vitamin D3 supplementation. Take 5 or 6,000 IUs a day religiously. It's going to lead to a variety of health benefits. And, of course, take a similar amount of vitamin A, real vitamin A. That's it. I just wanted to say that. That's all.
Okay. Do you want to go to listener questions now?
Yes, please. Do you have them?
I have a few. Sure. Alba Valdez. She wanted to know why you drink distilled water and where do you buy it?
I buy my distilled water at Kroger's. It's one of the only things I go to the grocery store for. And I called the Kroger hotline one day to ask if bisphenol A is in the plastic bottle. And the girl looked it up and she said, no, there's no BPA in any of our water bottles, which
not,
I like.
Not the spring water either, because
that's not
what I drink.
None of their water, right.
Right.
I started drinking distilled water over 10 years ago because I was told that it was a better choice of water to drink. It's real water with nothing else in it. It's, you know, it's turned into a vapor and then recondensated to water again. So in that vaporizing, it gives off every impurity and, unfortunately, it gives off all minerals. And when you drink a whole gallon or more of water every day, you don't want a lot of sodium in the water or other minerals in the water, because you could end up with much higher mineral levels between your diet and the water than you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just became so accustomed to the drier taste of distilled water, which most people hate.
I don't like it. I don't like the drier taste of it.
And I love it. When I try to drink spring water now, it doesn't taste good to me. So that's the reason why I drink distilled water. That's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Did you want to read that post that Carly put up there about the school lunches?
Yes, this is really good. Hold on. Let me go back to that.
Yeah.
Carly Gomez, in response to our discussion about school lunches becoming healthier, she said, the other problem with the new school lunches is that on my school list, they say each child must take a fruit or vegetable. However, are they going to ensure that the children actually eat the fruit and vegetable they've selected? This is just another reason why I pack my son's lunch. And then when I read that, you said,
well, also, if they're going to give your child a vegetable or a fruit that you choose, what if they give them an apple that has pesticides all over it?
And loaded with arsenic.
Loaded with arsenic. Or celery that we all know is so highly absorbable from the pesticides. I mean, you don't know if they're giving your child something that's organic or not.
Well, you do know. You know they're not going to, unless there's some school that's practicing a farm to school program.
Farm to table.
Yeah, farm to school table program. Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be conventionally grown.
That's another reason to pack your kids' lunch.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have one here from Scott Burbank. He had some blood work done. His fasting glucose was 98. His what he was concerned about was his fasting insulin, which, if I'm reading this right, it says 14.1, and he thinks normal is around 3 to 5. His cholesterol was 163, the LDL was 104, and the HDL was 39, and his triglycerides were 98.
Yeah, his cholesterol isn't that bad. It's actually it's okay. I'd actually like to see his cholesterol higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
His HDL needs to be higher. The ratio needs to be different there.
Yeah.
His main question is, should he use egg protein instead of whey to decrease an insulin response?
I have come to the same conclusion, Scott. In fact, I recently switched to True Protein's milk protein isolate because I want the casein and the whey together. I don't want that insulinogenic response that whey produces. So I would say to you, yes, I wouldn't switch necessarily just exclusively egg. I would go to a whole milk protein as well, a whole milk protein isolate, where there's a larger fraction of casein, micellar casein, and not casein, calcium caseinate, which is not, in my opinion, a good thing to have because it really resembles monosodium glutamate. But anyway, I'm with you on this one. I would say, yeah, cut back on the high levels of whey protein, number one. Number two, I would also say that I would like to see your cholesterol levels higher, but not until your blood sugar levels are lower, because you really are pre-diabetic at this point in time.
Well, also later on in the question here, or in his statement here, he said he needs to cut back on his beer that he drinks on the weekends.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I did a whole rant on alcohol yesterday. And, you know, the occasional alcohol consumption is okay, but having it every weekend is really counterproductive. You're a big muscular guy. You have a fantastic physique hiding underneath the sub-Q fat that you're carrying. You're never going to get rid of the sub-Q fat until you cut the alcohol out, not just because of its caloric content, but because of what alcohol does to the body, never mind the damaging effects to DNA. Absolutely cut the beer out and completely and watch the fat just melt off your body. Now, number one, watch your blood sugar go down. Now, number two, okay? And more importantly, this was my rant the other day, a month or so ago, when I did a little Carl's Wisdom, and I said, you know, I don't care what your blood sugar levels are. How much insulin are you producing to keep the blood sugar levels down? Dude, if that number is real, I sound like Randy from American Idol right now.
Dude,
if that insulin, if that dog, dude dog, devil dog, if that insulin level is accurate and you're still at 98, you're in trouble, man. You gotta pull out all the stops and cut out all the bad behavior right now.
Well, and you know what? He and his wife, it says here, they were vegetarians for many years.
We forgive you for that. Okay? We forgive you for that. Start eating, you know, plenty of grass-fed beef.
He's paleo now.
Yeah. Cut out the starches for a while. I would abandon all starches for a while. Absolutely no grains. Absolutely no corn. I know you're not eating soy. Cut out the beer, which is made from grain, by the way. Cut out the beer for sure. Go to the green leafy vegetables, you know, 5-6 ounces of animal protein with each meal. Get plenty of healthy fats. Cut out the oxidizers like alcohol and sugars. And then let your cholesterol levels get up to a slightly healthier level, which I believe is around 200 personally. But you've got to get your blood sugar in line, man, because you're doing damage to your body and your insulin is very high. Insulin does just as much damage to the body as blood sugar does.
Well, should he cut out all protein and just eat whole foods for a while?
No, I would switch to a whole milk protein supplement. If you need a protein supplement, I would switch to a whole, I go to trueprotein.com and look for their either dairy protein isolate or milk protein isolate. They have slightly different profiles with fat and carbohydrates. I like the milk protein isolate better because it's lower in fat and it's lower in lactose, but it has a higher degree of calcium because it truly is, you know, just the carbs and the fat removed from the milk protein.
Okay, so this one is from Eric Heilman. I was supposed to read this last week and we ran out of time, so here you go, Eric. He wants to know, what is the name of the intro song on SHR? I recently heard it on a Rooms to Go ad and had to do a double take because I thought Superhuman Radio was coming on TV.
Wow, I don't know the name of it. The production company that produced it, I didn't produce that. That was actually produced by Radio Joe's Amazing Sound Productions here in Kentucky. Will Adams, great guy. And I don't know what the music bed is.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one is from Marcus Eskelson.
Okay.
Just dropping a thank you here. Been listening to SHR for quite a couple of years now and have finally gotten around to trying out the raw milk. It's not legal to sell in Sweden, but I had some brought from Germany and it's just so good. Thanks a bunch.
Good, good. And drink plenty of raw milk. I am now drinking a gallon of raw cream a week, but just 1 gallon of raw milk a week because I'm cutting my carbs back a bit. So I'm switching my raw cream up for my raw milk, and I'm loving it.
I've actually started drinking some raw milk.
I know. Lisa and I make this really great protein drink that has four raw eggs, two cups of raw milk, raw honey, raw coconut oil fat, and then a teaspoon of blue-green algae as spirulina, and then two scoops of whole milk protein isolate, and we blend that up. And isn't it delicious, really?
It's really good, yes. Yeah.
And now, I want to restate something that you said once before, and I don't want to let this go unnoticed, but you were lactose intolerant at one time. You couldn't drink milk, right?
I could not, yes.
It bloated you and made you feel sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
But raw milk doesn't do that to you.
No, it doesn't.
And this is what most people don't understand.
And I started drinking it slowly because I was afraid, but it doesn't. And actually, I like it.
Well, and here's the thing. Lactose intolerance didn't exist before pasteurization. Do the math. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. What else?
Scott Burbank just posted back on my Facebook that he's on the milk protein. Thanks.
Good. Good.
And Alba Valdez says, thank you for answering her question.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So anything else to talk about, Elisa?
Did you have a couple questions?
No, I read the one. Okay. I read the one about, you know, am I going to rip up or shut up? And I shut up a little while ago for a moment. You'll probably never hear me be that silent again.
I've never, ever heard you silent like that before.
My mother said that I took one deep breath when I was a kid and I haven't stopped talking. So there you go.
I just want to mention this
Please. Real
quick. I just saw this in the paper and it's really kind of scary. Butterfly mutations follow the radiation leak over in Japan. And it kind of looks like a picture. Do you know that little dragonfly that we saw out by the pool one day?
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of like that, but what this article says is that they're finding physical changes in successive generations of a type of butterfly, which they say was caused by radiation exposure. They also said that the threat to humans, a much larger and longer-lived species, remains unknown.
Yeah, this is sad. So this is instead of the canary in the mine, this is the butterfly in the mine.
Well, it says that the mutations in the butterflies include dented eyes, stunted wings, and that's it, dented eyes and stunted wings.
Right. And if that was here in the United States, the FDA would say, but that's okay, because a little radiation can't hurt you.
But there's no evidence in human jet, it says.
Well, don't forget, we're a larger organism. We're much more complex. The changes in us may not be visible on the surface, but they will be visible in our children. Folks, this is yet more evidence of epigenetics. There's nothing more than that.
I know.
No, I mean, when I read that study about chimpanzees and humans and I'm reading it, I'm thinking, duh, the methylation process is to do with toxicity. Duh, the difference between us and chimpanzees is they don't have the ability to poison themselves the way we do. Or at least they don't have the desire to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary. Anyway, we have anything else to talk about?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening this week to Casual Friday on Supima Radio. And we have lots of great shows planned for you next week.
Yes, we do. Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.